Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence, and I'm mentioning that because of the readings today and because of a commentary written by a bishop from Italy that I think is very, very important for us today. So, as we used to say, listen up. St. Lawrence was one of the Roman Church's seven deacons who were personally responsible for the care of the city's poor. And when the Roman clergy was rooted out and killed under the Emperor Valerian in the year 258, Lawrence saw his beloved Pope Sixtus II hauled off to martyrdom. Tradition says that Lawrence at once liquidated the church's possessions and dispersed everything to the poor. When the prefect of Rome heard of this, he demanded that Lawrence turn over the money. 3 days later, Lawrence brought him the church's treasure, the destitute, the orphans, the blind, and the lame. And he said, "This is the church's treasure." And for this, Lawrence was roasted on a gridiron. You see the hatred? Look at the courage. Look at the hatred, but look at the courage. How strong is your faith? I think God is giving us multitudinous opportunities to really examine our faith and to say, what would I do under similar circumstances? Lawrence, a deacon, at the very beginning of deacons, here's Lawrence. Lawrence willing to die in order that the poor be fed, to take care of them. He gave away everything for them. And he said that the poor were his treasure. That was a slap in the face to the emperor. And it could not be overlooked. And he died for it. A horrible death. And I know many of us would say, thank you, but no thank you. I'll try to follow God as closely as I can, but I could never handle that kind of torture. Well, none of us could. But if God gives us grace to serve him and to follow him, we grow more in love with him, our faith grows stronger, and we're able to endure suffering. Not suffering for itself, but suffering to set us free from the chains of disbelief, to set us free from being so blind and so deaf to the truth. And that's where we are as a country today. But it takes courageous people to step out. I'm not saying you step out and automatically you're martyred. I'm not saying that, but it is a hard path to stand for truth in the face of great challenges. I think that's what we're being called to, and I think that St. Lawrence is one we could ask to pray for us, along with St. Teresa Benedicta that we spoke about yesterday. Ask them to pray for you, that you might be able to do whatever it is that God asks of you, that you might love him so much, love him so much, that you would do whatever it is that he asks. St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 to 10. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Are you cultivating the seeds of faith or not? Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, because God will supply, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Wow. Look what God has for us. Look what he wants to give us. But we're clinging so tightly to what we know, what we like, what just makes us feel good, that we don't have the faith in God to say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. And that doesn't matter. That's for all of us. It doesn't matter the state in life. All of us are called to sell out for the Lord and to put him first in our lives, whether we're married, whether we're single, whether we're celibate, whatever. We're called to that. Blessed the man who is gracious and lends to those in need. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be in everlasting remembrance. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast. He shall not fear till he looks down upon his foes. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. That's what God plans for those who are full of grace and lend to those in need. Full of grace simply means that the moment you sin, you repent. You get rid of it. You try to sin less in one particular area at a time. You decrease the amount of sin. Just keep at it. Don't ever give up. Don't be discouraged. God sees all that. God sees your effort. And the man who is gracious and lends to those in need, the woman who is gracious and lends to those in need, will know the love and the mercy of God in a way that, apart from experiencing it, you can hardly imagine it. He draws very near. In John chapter 12, verses 24 to 26, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." So he's giving them an example that they can understand. And then he says, whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Now, what does that mean? If you love your life, that you are the center of your world, what this or that means for you is what's paramount, not other people. Not those you love, not even your family members, not your religious community, just me, me, me. Everything goes through me. And if it satisfies me, then I will say yes to it. Whoever loves his life, that's what he means by loving it, that you put yourself first. Whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life, hate doesn't mean that you hate yourself. Hate means you despise anything that causes you to focus on yourself. That's a lot, isn't it? Because that's how we are. It's always me first, or it's always, what do I get out of it? Or what does this mean for me? Or am I going to be harmed by this? Am I going to be hurt? It's always me first. And that's what Jesus says. You live life that way, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose your life. But if you live your life in a willingness to put other people and other circumstances first before yourself, that's what it means to deny yourself, to put others' needs, others' circumstances before your own. Are you willing to do that? If you're not, ask God for the grace. Because he who loves his life will lose it. Whoever hates his life, and hate doesn't mean that I hate myself. It's not that kind of hate. It simply means that I put others before myself. I choose to pay attention to the needs of others before I put attention on the needs of my own. That's what it means to hate. It's one expression of it. Where are you in all of this? Seriously, ask yourself this. Because, brothers and sisters, there are difficult circumstances in life, very difficult circumstances in life that we all face. What are we going to do? The Italian bishop that I mentioned is actually a cardinal. He's Cardinal Bagnasco. And he says, the feast of St. Lawrence prompts us to meditate on martyrdom, which is the giving of one's life for faith. The martyr is not one who forfeits his life in the attempt to take the lives of others, but one who offers his life so that others may live. Now, he's speaking about martyrdom. But brothers and sisters, in a certain sense, we die to ourselves every time we put someone and another's need ahead of ourselves. So listen to it in that wider context. The gospel that we heard reminds us, if the grain of wheat dies, it produces much fruit. And the true fruit is life, not death. Human life is sacred because it comes from God, and therefore it must always be respected. No one may take it away from himself or from others. This year, he says, we ask ourselves if the story of Lawrence the deacon is still current, or if by now it is a devout yet insignificant memory for us. We wonder if today we have any connection with the Emperor Valerian who killed St. Lawrence in the 3rd century. If we observe the world, we find a multitude of Valerians, sometimes self-confessed and truculent, other times disguised but equally fierce. By saying this, we risk accusations of having a siege mentality, of seeing ghosts. However, this is not true. And a simple look at what happens both nearby and far away is enough to prove it. And so today, like back then, we ask ourselves, why was the Emperor Valerian so hostile that he inflicted on that man a death so cruel that it demonstrated not only his hatred of Lawrence, but also his fear? Why does the tide of persecutions of people guilty only of belief in Jesus of Nazareth continue today? Why does that continue? And he says, persecution has taken on many forms today. While what we could call the classic ones continue, with which we are familiar in history, they are now joined by forms that, although refined, are no less cruel, legalized, but no less unjust. Our Western civilization is an expert in these things, diseased as it is with its ruinous ideologies. The continent of rights increasingly discriminates against Christianity, forgetting that the human race is a religious race. But why fear religion when it is a part of man, when it necessarily preaches a God of love and salvation, justice and peace? Brothers and sisters, he says, what are we doing? Why do we desire to marginalize religion from the public sphere, perhaps hoping thus to eliminate it from the human heart? None of this will be possible. None of this. God alone will triumph. But brothers and sisters, we have to let him triumph, first of all, in your heart and in mine. Start there. Let yourself decrease, that he may increase. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.